It's time for Musician's Corner here on the Sunday Jazz Brunch, where the artist talks directly to you about the song you're about to hear. And on today's edition of Musician's Corner, we have New York City vocalist M.A. Allen. Her latest CD, Love and the Catalyst, came out in 2022, and it featured a song called Love's Crescendo. When I heard this song, I thought it was very beautiful, but it did sound familiar. After a bit of searching, I found that the same track had appeared on a release by one of Turkey's top jazz artists, Fehir Atakoglu. Well, I had to get a background on this since it was such a beautiful song, and I'm so glad that M.A. could join us today to provide that background.
Love's Crescendo was a late addition to Fehir's 2020 release for Love. I was involved in that project. I wrote the lyrics to one of the tracks that I was going to interpret. And right before we went into the studio, he played this new, stunningly beautiful composition for me. And he sang a wordless melody over top of it. And he asked me to write lyrics to this new song. And I actually hesitated because it just sounded so gorgeous without words. And I sort of suggested that he sing it as he had introduced it to me. But he wanted me to try to write a lyric. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And I did struggle at first because I wanted to write something that was worthy of the profundity of the music, that the simple but gorgeous melody that sort of moves in waves. So ultimately, of course, the only subject matter that would fit this music was love. And I wrote Love's Crescendo, and we recorded it. And I loved the song so much that I started playing it myself in my own sets. And ultimately, I wanted to record it. So I let Fehir know. We did, with my quartet, a bit of a different version on my last album, Love and the Catalyst, that was released in late 2022. It's become one of my favorites. I love that it's about not just romantic love, but universal love and the universality of all types of love. I usually make reference to that when I sing it in sets live, because it's an occasion to sort of center ourselves around the beauty and the positive and the connections that we have with one another.
Love can exist for everyone. Love is a gift for everyone. One love. We share, we care, we give no matter. Or how we live, when all is done, there is no greater legacy to give, and there is no alternative. A little love is amplified like a light in the darkness, brightly shines, flooding the space it occupies. Where burdens are too much to just like a rising tide lifts vessels everywhere, overflowing with the force, a love that's shared will stay the course. Even those nearly caught in the undertow are lifted in love's crescendo. It flows like water and it spreads like light, creeps in darkest corners with all its might.
Such a beautiful song, a very pretty ballad, very enjoyable. And now I have to say, I must admit, I'm very curious to hear what you did with that song, releasing it on your latest CD. M.A., perhaps you can explain the differences and then we'll listen to the later version of Love's Crescendo.
So it is on my latest, Love and the Catalyst. It is in a different style, slightly different style. On Fahir's, it is really a true ballad, a slow tempo with just vocals and piano, very spare. And on my album, we did it as something of a more soulful, slightly quicker, still a ballad, but slightly quicker tempo, with a bit of a backbeat and an important pulse provided by the bass line and the drums. Yeah, it's so nice I recorded it twice.
Love can exist for everyone. Love is a gift for everyone. To give, and there is no alternative. No one can live outside of it. No one should be deprived of. Still will seep into the place we hide. A little love flooding the space it occupies, where burdens are too much to bear, just like a rising tide lifts vessels
with all its might.